You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, this is the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Hello, it's Monday. I'm back ever so briefly in New York City. Biggest news, of course, is Apple. They had a big event today, all focused on content. Apple is making a little less money than they're used to in hardware. They're now going hard into services. So, a couple of big announcements. First of all, they announced a new Apple credit card. It looks fine. Not massively interesting, but it is interesting that now every tech company in one way or another is going into financial services. Second thing they announced, a big TV service. They're going to have a whole bunch of original shows. They're going to make it possible to subscribe to content from other providers. They have all kinds of Hollywood royalty, Steven Spielberg, Oprah on stage. It should be pretty interesting. They're putting $2 billion into it. That is a tiny amount of what Netflix puts in, but it is Apple. We'll see where it goes. One small thing that interests me, Apple, I think to its credit, has always been a little bit of a prude on content. No sex, no violence. They really limit what you can have in the Apple ecosystem. How's that going to work with Hollywood? Either they're going to have to get Hollywood to behave a little differently, or they're going to have to change the norms of what it's like to use an Apple product and the kind of services that Apple creates. So that will be interesting. Most important from my perspective is the new Apple News Plus service. So this is a new premium service that will be added to Apple News. It's based on this thing called Texture, which was a company created in part by Condé Nast, the parent company of us here at Wired, that was then sold to Apple. And so for $10 a month, you'll be able to get access to lots of magazines, including Wired, and some newspapers, including the Wall Street Journal. So a relatively low price inside of Apple News for lots of content. So is this a good thing for readers? Probably. It looks like a pretty usable interface. Reasonably cheap price, $10 a month, $120 a year. Lots of good stories. Is it a good thing for publishers? It depends. Obviously, every publisher is going to get some share of those $10. And that is a lot less than they would get if the individual subscribed to the publication directly. We're going to get much more if somebody subscribes to Wired directly than if they read Wired through Apple News. On the other hand, a lot of people have iPhones. It's great to reach them. So maybe we'll all be new people who come in. So the question for publishers is whether the number of new people who will pay $10 a month, some small fraction of which will go to each publisher, whether that exceeds the number of people who they otherwise would have gotten directly. Complicated question. We'll see what happens. The other thing that's interesting, Apple really cares about privacy, and they don't let you be tracked. So it means that advertising inside of Apple is a lot harder because you can't determine who you're advertising to. The way ad targeting works on the open web is that you know who's reading a story, you know what their interests are, and so an advertiser will pay you a higher rate to reach them. Inside of Apple, you won't know, so you will get far less ad revenue. So, really complicated economics for the publishing industry obviously matters a lot. Obviously, Condé Nast is on board, Wired is on board, we'll see what happens. So, very big day for Apple, big day for the entertainment industry, big day for the publishing industry, and lots of unanswered questions. All right, see you tomorrow.
Hope you enjoyed this spoken edition of Wired News. And if you'd like more, search for Wired Science and Wired Business.